Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Morning Preview. Today is Wednesday, October 12th, 2022. US equity futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures up 0.6% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mixed Asian trade overnight, while European equity markets are lower in early trade. Bonds are mixed. The US 10-year is slightly lower at 3.92%, while the Bund and 10-year gilt are both gaining. The dollar is firmer versus the Japanese yen above 146, but lower versus the euro and sterling. Sterling and gilts are choppy on uncertainty regarding the Bank of England's gilt buying program and fiscal policy. Oil is up, gold is down, industrial metals are lower. Central bank tightening is leading to growing concerns of miscalculation amid continued skepticism that a pivot is looming, which is fueling recession calls. The latest Fed speak reaffirmed that officials have not seen enough evidence to warrant a policy pivot, although markets are paying more attention to how they mark tightening progress and risks to the outlook. Earnings are increasingly seen as the next risk factor for stocks, while there are also concerns about an increasingly strained geopolitical backdrop and China's adherence to a zero COVID strategy. UK policy is accentuating bond market volatility and heightening the notion of financial stability risks in global markets. Bank of England policy communication is under scrutiny after mixed signals on the gilt buying program. A spokesman said that temporary buying will end on Friday after the Financial Times reported that the Bank of England has privately signaled it is prepared to prolong the program less than 24 hours after Governor Bailey said that the purchases will end as planned. Meanwhile, the UK press is saying that Prime Minister Truss's wavering on the tax cut plan is giving the market turmoil. On the macro front, highlights overnight included the Bank of Korea lifting rates by 50 basis points as expected. Japan machinery orders disappointed at the headline, although the details were mixed. The Reserve Bank of Australia's Ellis said that a neutral rate is estimated to be at least 2.5%. The early macro focus in Europe is on monthly UK activity data, which was much weaker than expected. Eurozone industrial production is still due, while the Bank of England's Haskell, Pill, and the European Central Bank President Lagarde will speak during the European session. Due up on today's US economic calendar, MBA mortgage applications, September PPI, while FOMC minutes are also due for publication later today. And among the companies due to post their results before the open, Pepsi. In corporate news, Cameco and Brookfield Renewable Partners have formed a strategic partnership to acquire Westinghouse Electric Company from Brookfield Business Partners for an enterprise value of $8 billion. And Bloomberg reported that Intel is planning thousands of job cuts to reduce costs amid a slowdown in the PC market. Asian equities trading ended mixed on Wednesday as investors eyed upcoming US inflation data as the next big catalysts. In regional news, Reuters reported that Japanese policymakers have kept up their warnings against investors selling off the Japanese currency as the dollar rose to a fresh 24-year high against the yen, raising speculation about a second round of intervention. The Bank of China has vowed to resolutely curb major currency volatility, while China new loans came in much stronger than expected, and China state media endorsed the country's zero COVID strategy for the third day in a row. COVID cases, meanwhile, continue to climb. European equity markets are lower in early trade. In European news, UK Prime Minister Truss is reportedly alarmed by ongoing volatility in markets, despite showing a willingness to drop some of the contentious policies in the mini-budget. And comments by the European Central Bank's Villeroy are getting attention after he outlined a plan for reducing the ECB's balance sheet. He highlighted that balance sheet reduction should begin once rates are close to 2%, by first getting banks to repay loans, then whittling down bond holdings. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.